Let me tell you about something new.
It's time.
A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Well, you know this is one of my favorite days on G's Power Hour because it is Tech Thursday, which is the third Thursday of the month on G's Power Hour. And we will have Burton Kelso in a moment. But I came across a program that, you know, with Election Day coming up, I thought you all should be interested in, be aware of, and if you aren't able to take advantage of it, at least maybe pass it on. Lime, the company Lime, is providing, I guess, some transportation, in a sense, to the polls for Election Day. And so we wanted to ask Mr. Bedoya to come on, Uriel Bedoya, from Lime, to talk a little bit about that. Mr. Bedoya, are you there?
I am. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hi, good morning. How's things going?
Things are great. I'm really excited to have this conversation with you. This is an election of a lifetime.
Yes, it is. Tell me about it. I just came up briefly across it. I don't even remember how, but I was like, this is one less excuse, because I try to eliminate all the excuses for people going to the polls and you know, or at least in some kind of way, whether they're going to the polls or doing it at home, you know, eliminate excuses for voting. You know, there's no excuse. You know, there's nothing that says you can't vote. So it's our first year, by the way, correct?
And that is correct. It's not the first year. We at the company, Lime, has a commitment to the process of voting. And we realize we are a transportation company or a micromobility company. We realize that one of those reasons why people may be kept from casting their vote and exercising their right is the access to transportation. We come in and put in the solution in place, and we're not only putting scooters on the ground to that end and bicycles as well. What we're doing is that we're making it free. So we're providing people two free rides up to 30 minutes across all the vehicles that we have. And this is a national initiative. By using the promotional code LINE2POLLS2020, people will have access. So there is, to your point, there is one less barrier for people to be able to go out and cast their vote safely. We live in a new reality today with the pandemic, and what we're putting on the ground is a solution for that as well, because scooters are outdoors, physically distant, and a method of transportation for single users. So you're able to keep that physical distance from each other.
Okay, so no cost involved, right?
No cost involved in the sense that if you use that promotional code, you will be able to get up to two free rides, 30 minutes.
Okay, all right. Now, let's say if there's an issue involved in terms of, you know, people having to stand in line or whatever, you know, are there any additional fees that might be tapped on just in case they – or just – traffic or whatever, getting to where they need to be, or will there be any additional fees tacked on?
So there are ways to prevent that. One of those mechanisms is the fact that we are app-based, so people can get onto a scooter and use it and finish their ride once they arrive at the polls. So say somebody's leaving their home, going to the polls. Once they get there, they can stop their ride, and at that point, it will automatically stop whatever timing is already on the device. So same way happens in the way back, they can open their application and get a scooter back, and the time starts all over again. So there shouldn't be, in theory, 30 minutes. That's a very nice amount of time for someone to be able to get to and from the polls. Just as an example, an average ride can take people, depending on where they live and how far they could be from the poll, a ride can take 10 minutes. So what we've accounted for this in making sure there's enough time in the application for people using this promo code to be able to get to and from the poll safely without any problems.
So in the Central Florida area, where can you find access to Lime?
In our app, so you can take your smartphone, open it up, and download our application. And once you do and you go through the registration process and everything else, you'll be able to see exactly. On the application, there's a map, and it's GPS-based, so it will track exactly where in Central Florida you are, and it will tell you what vehicles you have available. Right on the application, you'll be able to identify them. You'll be able to tap on them and even put it on hold while you walk from one place to the other. So the process is really simple and very easy.
So obviously I am not a user of Lime on a regular basis and familiar with the process. So I guess what I want to know is you have to, I guess, reserve a vehicle a certain amount of time in advance. And also, will you have enough? Because this is a major election year, so even though people are voting in advance or by mail, there's still, I think, maybe a big turnout.
No, and we're looking forward to that. And the fact that you're not a current user, we're looking forward to changing that too. So along the way of talking about the election, one thing I want to make sure that I'm clear on is it's not, you don't have to reserve it. That is an option if someone realizes a vehicle is available, but it's going to take them a minute or two to walk over to where it is. But we have vehicles all over, and people can just open the app, and they may have one right in front of them. They're able to just walk up to that device, and using the QR code that is on the scooter, they will be able to unlock it and start their ride right there. And to your point about demand on election day, what we're doing is we're monitoring demand across markets. We're always in the know of where we're seeing people wanting scooters, and because of the technology that we have, and the ability to use that technology to locate scooters where there's higher demand, we can certainly account for that. So putting more scooters in places where we see people are going to be needing them the most. And on election day itself, we're also keeping track of where people are going to be voting, and we're going to be seeing the demand, and we're going to make sure that to the best of our ability that we have as many vehicles available so people can go to the polls and back home.
Okay. So I'll get back to the election day in a minute, but I had a personal curiosity. Do you do anything like that for New Year's Eve?
No, we do not. The reality is Lime to the Polls is a partnership that we have with an organization that's called When We All Vote. That organization is co-chaired by Michelle Obama in that nonpartisan voter effort to get people to the polls and vote. So it's a very specific initiative and partnership for us. New Year's Eve and the like, that's a totally different thing. We understand people are going to be out and about. We want them to be out and about safely. And so we
sure.
do encourage people to wear helmets and in this particular environment stay physically distant, which for a lot of people is very challenging. But safety comes first for us, and initiatives like this are geared towards a civic engagement and efforts to really drive that voter turnout. We all need to exercise our rights to vote, and we're removing the barrier and putting a solution to that end.
What have you seen in terms of the response and the usage on Election Day? Have you seen a notable increase where you've made a difference? I mean, obviously you've noticed something because you're doing it again. But can you talk a little bit about that?
I know there has been impact. I do not have the numbers right in front of me, but what you just said is exactly right. We're doing it again because we've had the impact. We also recognize this specific election. I'll quote our CEO, Wayne Tang, said, "This is the most important election of our lives." And I could not agree more. that only means that if anything, we're doubling down. If we have impact before, we know we're going to have impact this year. We're doubling down on that, making sure that we're making everybody aware that we're doing this and that we're committed to people having access to transportation so they can exercise their right to vote.
Okay. So how do people contact you guys? How do people find out the information?
We have a blog, and it's on our website, and it's very easy. Our website is really easy. It is li.me. As simple as
okay.
that. They can go to our website and find this out directly, and there is a blog there that talks about Lime to the Polls 2020. They can also download the app, and there will be notifications in there for people regarding election, leading up to Election Day, so they are reminded to vote. And they're also reminded of the fact that we will be providing those two free rides using that promo code. So there are different ways in which we continue to keep our riders engaged and communicating with us. We like that ability to be able to communicate. And leading up to Election Day, we'll be doing a lot of that.
Okay. All right. It's a great effort. I mean, like I said, I saw it, you know, and I was like, you know, I haven't used it before, don't know anything about it, but anything that will get people to, you know, stop finding excuses. You know, I can't vote because I can't get there. I can't vote for whatever reason. I'm glad you all have come out and made it a little bit easier for everybody to get there. So thank you so much for your efforts and really appreciate that.
No, thank you. We're really excited about this. And I'm even more excited to see you on Election Day on a scooter going to the polls.
Oh, no, I'll already be there because I'm working the polls. So I'll already
and
be
thank
there.
You, and thank you for that. Because the work of poll workers and people who are taking time to also make sure that the rights of everyone who can vote are exercised correctly is important. And we do not take them for granted. So thank you for your efforts as well.
Appreciate it. And we are going to post information about Lime on the G's Power Hour Facebook page so people can have another way to access your information. So thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day now.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Mr. Uriel Bedoya, who's with Lime. That's another way for you to get to the polls. If you hadn't thought about it or you're missing transportation for some whatever reason, this is another way to get there. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with our Tech Thursday guru, Burton Kelso, about something that's really important this month, one of our awareness months we're going to highlight. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We want to thank Mr. Uriel Bedoya of Lime for joining us to talk a little bit about how to get us to the polls, another way to get us to the polls through Lime. So, you know, there's information on the G's Power Hour Facebook page in case you're having some issues getting there. This is, you know, I'm eliminating the scan, y'all. So in the meantime, oh, before I go any further, also want to thank again Dr. Willie Lawrence yesterday for joining us. He's an interventional cardiologist to talk about high blood pressure, and we're going to have him back on soon. And we're going to have someone on later in the month to talk about strokes. It's World Stroke Day. I think it's on the 29th. We're going to talk about that and some other things then. But today, Burton Kelso. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Always doing well when you're on. Thank you so much. Because, see, I can just turn over the reins of the show to you and let you run it, because that makes it an easy day for me, you know.
Yeah, you'd like to do that, wouldn't you? Just sit back and let me do all the work. Huh?
Yeah. Shoot, why not? Why not? Anyway, how have you been? You been okay?
I've been doing good, and I have to say that previous segment about Lyme was really good. It fit right in with Tech Thursday. I mean,
it
worked out great.
See, I know how to do some of that sometimes.
I know. That's why you need to have the reins of the show. I never would have thought of that.
Yes, you would have. Don't even go there. Don't even. So, and actually, I'm glad to have you on, because you actually thought about another angle, and I was on a subject that's very important, and that's what we're talking about today, and I'm glad you did. So, for those of you that don't know, and you should know by now if you've ever listened to my show in October, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, okay? And we need to pull out any and every tool known to us to combat domestic violence, you know, prevent it and eliminate it. So Burton has some ideas that he wanted to share about ways to deal with domestic violence from a tech perspective. So take it away, Burton.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing about domestic violence is that technology has played a large role in how abusers can control and manipulate the people they're abusing. And, you know, as far as domestic violence is concerned, it affects people from all walks of life. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, black, white, et cetera. It doesn't matter what religion you are. It can affect you. But abusers can definitely take advantage of technology in a variety of different ways. So I think one of the first things you have to do as far as domestic violence is concerned and technology use is you got to look out for the warning sign. Because I think in every type of relationship, especially abusive ones, there are signs that you can find out if an abuser is controlling you through your tech devices. So the first step would be to go through and recognize what the warning signs are. So if you or anyone you know has an abuser that kind of knows intimate details about your life, such as conversations that you may have had via email or text message, even on social media that you hadn't shared with your abuser, that would be one of the signs that you would have to look for to find out if an abuser is using technology to follow you. Also, if your abuser just automatically magically appears in physical locations where you are, that could be a sign that they're using technology to abuse you. And I think one of the things that people don't realize as far as our technology is concerned is that pretty much every tech device you can be tracked on. So, you can be tracked through your smartphone, your tablets, your laptop computers, even desktop computers, and also your social media accounts that you have installed on your phone can be used by an abuser to track you. So, I mean, you have to take that in consideration. I think another thing that you can look at as a warning sign is if you notice that your social media accounts have been tampered, if someone's logged into your account and it wasn't you, or emails start to disappear out of your accounts, or you start to lose friends on social media because they've been blocked or removed, you definitely need to look at all of those warning signs, especially if you're trying to escape an abusive relationship, because you know, you don't want to try to leave and then find out that your abuser can track you. So, I mean, there's a lot of signs to look at, but the main signs is to look at your technology, because some abusers will kind of sit back and you may think, well, they're really not paying attention, but they're stalking you online. And I think that's the scariest aspect is because information about anybody can be retrieved by a simple Google search. So very important that you recognize the warning signs of you know, domestic abuse, and of course, if your abuser is trying to control you and take advantage of you through technology.
You know, I am so blessed to be in a personal relationship with someone who respects me and loves me, and, you know, I don't feel that I have to worry about that. And so it just really, until you brought it up as a topic, it never really dawned on me to connect the use of technology and domestic violence. Or domestic abuse. But, you know, the interesting thing that I just happen to think of, too, is it doesn't necessarily have to be the person that you live with. I mean,
right.
I've had an incident not too long out of college where there was a boyfriend of one of my neighbors in the condo that I was living in started stalking me, you know. And,
right.
You know, I mean, that day and age, it was just, you know, it was simple stuff. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
This day and age, I just can't begin to imagine how a person like that can use the tools of technology to, you know, cause chaos in someone's life.
Yeah, because back in the old days, it was just basically two lefts and a right, and then you could ditch somebody who was stalking you, or you could just go hang out at a relative's house until the coast was clear. But now
mm-hmm.
with GPS, and technology built in the smart devices and in the apps, it doesn't take much for someone to track you, especially if they've got access to all of your online accounts. And I think the scary thing is that with password use and, well, lax password use, and just with social media and online accounts, it's just really easy for an abuser, you know, whether it be a spouse or a significant other, to track your information. I mean, and I think one of the things that I fail to talk about when we talk about cybersecurity is protecting you from threats that are, like, nearby. Because I think when we think of cybersecurity, we're always thinking about the people overseas that are stalking your information and stealing your identity. But, yeah, in an abusive relationship, you have to think about how you're going to keep yourself safe locally, because it's hard for someone overseas to kind of find your home address, or they don't
mm-hmm.
even have the desire to. But as far as an abuser, I mean, it doesn't take much. I mean, there's just so much of our technology that tracks it. So, I mean, I think that's the scariest part. You know, it's just, you know, all you need is for your abuser to get a hold of your password or passwords, and then they're able to just have complete access and control over you.
Okay. Nice, friendly to talk about today, Burton. Thank you very much. But, I mean, at the same time, this is necessary. We have to make sure that people are armed with the right weapons, which is maybe a negative way to say it, but at least the right prevention to keep from being abused.
I was going to say, we deal with it all the time in our business, unfortunately. That's one of the aspects of technology repair that many tech people don't advertise or talk about, is the fact that, you know, someone's stalking me, what do I need to do to protect myself?
Because, mm-hmm. you know, as the victim of being stalked or, you know, of domestic violence, there's some of that sense that, what did I do? It's me, you know, in some way. I must have done something to bring this on. And we have to remind the people who are victims of domestic violence that it's not about you. It's about how someone is not managing their misbehavior, okay? You know, you're living your life. It's not, you know, as long as you haven't harmed anybody, it's not you. It's that person. But unfortunately, you have to take on the task of protecting yourself, whether it's your fault or not. And so that's why we have to have this conversation. But I want to ask you about the things that seem to help us in day-to-day life, seem to be some of the things hurting us in terms of domestic violence, like GPS tracking, for one. Can you talk a little bit about how to, I guess, balance that usage of a tool like that?
Yeah, that's kind of a tough answer to give, because so many of our apps rely on GPS technology. I mean, if you're in an abusive relationship, you want to try to cut it down to maybe you use GPS for, like, going from point A to point B. But the GPS challenge even brings up the fact, and this will kind of lead into our second one, which is to take an inventory of all your technology. I mean, your cars use GPS. So unless you, unless you have an older vehicle, that GPS can definitely come back and bite you. But I mean, I think it just plays a big part in all the technology that we use, that it's kind of one of those things that's hard to shut down. I mean, you can shut it down within apps, but for the average person, they're not going to know how to turn off GPS location on, like, their Google account or Apple account, or even their social media account. So it's a big thing that needs to be dealt with. It's almost to the point, if you have an abuser that's taking control of a lot of your tech items, you may just have to do a digital detox and just get rid of them all for a time being.
That's kind of unsettling, especially because when I think of, for example, GPS tracking, in addition to helping me get to where I need to go or whatever, or keeping, Google has this Google timeline thing where, it tells you kind of where you've been and everything like that. I use that sometimes to track business mileage, and other things, especially if I'm not keeping a regular log, which I need to do that. But anyway,
you brought up an interesting point. I was gonna ask real quick, what mileage software do you use again?
Well, I go right through my Google timeline because it tells me exactly where I've been, pretty much. And so maybe I need to get from you something better to track my mileage and stuff like that. But that's basically what I use. I go back through my Google timeline. And, between that and a couple of other things, showing time on my MLS when I'm showing property, I use that as well. And I always say, well, if something ever happens to me, then law enforcement can go back through my, phone and my Google timeline and kind of track where I've been. I've never thought of it as something that could be used against me,
Right. That's the important part of using secure passwords. I mean, you're in a good relationship, so obviously you can share your password with your spouse, but if you were in an abusive relationship and you had someone that was somewhat tech savvy and knew that you could go through your Google timeline and find out where you've been. Same thing with the software that I use to track mileage, which is Mile IQ, which it shows, it doesn't show like your current GPS location, but just logging into the app could show, where I've been. And it's just really simple. You can obviously develop a pattern because if you drive for business, you always have a start point. An abuser could definitely figure that out just by logging into an app. And that's the scary thing about a lot of these apps, is that it's got that tracking feature built in. So obviously people who are in abusive relationships and looking to get out need to understand how that technology works. Cause you can't make a run for it and have your smartphone with you or don't have your passwords changed, because the abuser can just log in and figure out where you are. The scary thing is back in the good old days, you could just move across the country if you were in an abusive relationship. Now, if you move and you don't take care of the technology, the user can just follow you wherever you are.
Yeah, it's quite unsettling. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We are going to talk more on this issue in terms of technology and domestic violence and what can be used for you and against you. This is G's Power Hour. I never had so good entertainment here with Burton Kelso of Integral. If you have questions for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour, I Never Had So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon and welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We want to again thank Mr. Uriel Bedoya of Lime to talk about using Lime to get to the polls for Election Day. And we have posted Lime information on a G's Power Hour Facebook page. But we are back now with Kelso and we are discussing technology and domestic violence. So, Burton, go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, so the next thing that you want to do as far as stopping your abuser from controlling you through technology is you need to take an inventory of all of your tech items, especially those that have been given to your abuser or your abuser has given you. So in a lot of instances, abusers understand that they can track their victims through technology, so they'll gift, like, say, a smartphone, or maybe even will gift the kids their own smartphone so that they can track the kids and the adult through their devices. But all the things that you really need to take in consideration as far as that can be tracked are smartphones, laptops, your car. Many people don't think about their automobiles, but, yes, your automobile has tracking technology built into it. And then also your smart home devices, like your Ring camera. If you've got, I think Nest has a camera as well. But any of those smart home items can be used to track you and can be used to spy on you. If you've got cameras that are being used internally or externally in your residence, those cameras can be used to spy on you. And the other thing is you need to check your online account as well. So what accounts did you give access to your abuser, you know, when things were good? I mean, do they have access to your email accounts, social media accounts, financial accounts, all of that stuff you need to take an inventory of before you make a run for it, because if you don't, then all your bases won't be covered, and, of course, your abuser can just kind of pick up where you left off and just continue tracking you. So, yeah, make an inventory, and anything tech that you have, you want to write it down. You can keep a list of it so that when it's time to make that break, you know which devices you need to, which devices you need to change passwords on and or disconnect those accounts in order to get away from your abuser. And I think particularly the smart home one is the scariest one because, like Ring and Nest and some of those smart doorbells or alarm systems, all you need is they're all web-based, and which makes it convenient because there's no software to configure or download. But, I mean, once you have the app installed on your smartphone or if the abuser gets it on their smartphone, I mean, they can just monitor everything from their smartphone or from a website. So, it's a really scary situation. And the other thing I forgot to mention, too, is the family account. So, like, if you've got an Apple iCloud account for your whole family, which includes your abuser, or Windows family account, and even Google has family accounts, you need to make note of those, too, because they all have features that allow you to track devices as well.
Yeah, so if you plan on making a break for it, I would just maybe shut off the power in the house, disconnect all of the stuff in the house.
Right.
Seriously, so because the camera's going to see you going.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You know, just absolutely, like, set it down.
Hit
that main breaker. Just hit that main breaker and just burn out, right?
Yeah, set it down, throw the phones in the fireplace, you have the backup plan, and whatever you got to do.
Right.
Disappear.
That's right. But, I mean, people need to think about that, G, because, I mean, that's a good possibility that you may have to do that when you make a break, you know, that you just have so much connected. Because I know with our smart home system, you can, you know when someone's coming and going because of the exterior cameras, the smart doorbell, it just sends an alert. So it's like, you know, your abuser could just be sitting there going, oh, okay, well, you know, he or she is now they're leaving and now they're going and here's what's going on. So, yeah, you got to make a break for it. Or, you know, at the very least, at least shut down the Internet, unplug the wireless router, and it'll shut all
that down. Just one fell swoop. Go to the breaker box. Shut it down. No, you better know where that breaker box is and how to use it. Shut it down. Yeah.
Right, so, right. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. So, but yeah, that's the truth of it is that it's just technology is just so far-reaching. You know, we don't think about how intrusive our tech devices are until we start writing it and taking notes down of how many tech devices that we actually have. You know,
for real. Yeah, it's kind of sad to have to think about that. You want to feel a little bit more carefree in the your intimate relationships, but sometimes you just can't.
Yeah, but you know the challenge is in relationships, and I know this gets into the psychology of it. But I mean, I think probably now, especially in this digital age, I think we need to be a little bit more careful of how much digital information we give out. One of the things that I will talk about is like passcodes on your device. I mean, you know, I know there's relationships where people feel, well, I should be able to know your password so I can get in your phone and look at things. I mean, in my mind, that's kind of a controlling behavior right there. So that would be one of the signs that you look for because, I mean, you know, my wife, I don't know the passcode to her phone, nor do I have a desire to really look and see what's going on her phone. You know, I just, you know, obviously have to have trust that everything's going on. And, you know, I think in a relationship, you have to trust that it'll all reveal itself in time.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you've got to look for warning signs, too. You just can't be all controlling and want to be able to read every email or the log and every tech device. And I think people, when they enter relationships, they need to take some time in before they decide to give out that information, you know, especially with such smart home stuff. I mean, you know, there's the passcode to the front door or, you know, the passcode to the alarm system, shut it off. You just really have to be careful who you share your digital life details with. And so one of the things I always recommend is using a passcode on your smartphone. Rather than the facial recognition, is you know with facial recognition, you know facial recognition.
Thank you. I mean, I've seen so much encouragement about using facial recognition, and I was like, you know, and then I saw this one story about something happened, I guess, to this woman, and they needed to get her phone, and he used her daughter, looked so much like her. They used a daughter for facial recognition to get into the phone. Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, nah, that's okay. You're going to have to really pick my brain literally to find out how to get into my phone, okay, or anything else. I'm not giving it out. You're not using it.
Right, yeah.
And then I've seen too many of these spy movies where they cut out your eyeballs or cut off your thumb. The other stuff.
It's too late if somebody's removing limbs. It's too late. But just protect yourself in an abusive relationship, or even in the start of any relationship. I mean, I would start off using a passcode rather than facial recognition, because you might say, well, I really don't feel comfortable giving out my passcode to my phone, but there you are using facial recognition. And, of course, all it takes is for you to take a nap or go to sleep, and then the abuser can use your phone to open it up just by holding it up to your face. You know, kids do that. Abusers will do that. So just really be careful. I mean, remember that the whole act is to control you. So they'll use, any means necessary in order to get control of your life. And so all it takes, especially to get access to passwords for your accounts, all it takes is like one time that you slipped up and your abuser gets into your phone. I know both in Android and iPhones, it's got the feature where your passwords are saved within your phone, because people are starting to use the pass feature in their browsers and their phones. So all they need is one quick look at your passwords, and then they're into all of your online accounts. So, use a passcode, because you have to know the passcode to get into the phone. Fingerprint recognition is another thing that you want to avoid, too. I know some Androids and, of course, older iPhones have where you just put your thumbprint on the device to open it up. You want to avoid that, too, and just use your PIN code to get in there.
Mm-hmm. And now you got to sleep like a mummy. Sleep like a mummy. Just cover that face up. That's right. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing I was gonna throw out was
make sure you're checking your apps on your computers and devices, because apps like family tracker apps or key logging apps can be installed on your computer and devices. So, if you have a computer, on a Mac, you can always go to applications to see which applications are installed on your computer. If you see anything you don't recognize, you want to probably remove it. Same thing with your Windows computers and your smartphone. You want to check the apps on those devices as well to make sure that there's no tracking software or something that you don't recognize on there that could be actually tracking your phone and your movement.
We are talking about technology and domestic violence. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month here on G's Power Hour, and it's Tech Thursday with Burton Kelso on G's Power Hour. We're going to take a quick break and come back. If you have questions, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on the Red Hat of Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Hi. I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the arc with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now it's on for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweeper is redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And don't forget to join us tomorrow where we have Mr. Robert Bowden back on with us. It is Friday in the Garden, the third Friday on G's Power Hour. And so right now, though, we need to get back to the seriousness of taking responsibility of keeping everybody safe from domestic violence using technology. And so, Burton, please continue.
Yeah, so one of the scary things about when you're trying to escape your abuser is knowing when to make changes to your smart devices. So probably, like you said, when it's time to make that break, when you've got your plan in place and you're ready to leave, you know, if you live in a smart home, your best advice would be to do like G said, just hit the breaker switch, and then that way you shut power off to all of those devices, and then you can get out. But you do want to make sure that you are in a safe place before you make that a break, because many times what will happen in domestic abuse situations is if you start changing things or start trying to take your power back, then the abuser will escalate as far as, you know, their actions, and you become a little bit more abusive. So you really need to make sure that you're careful when you leave. So other than hitting the breaker switch, like G had suggested, if you have to leave a smart home, you want to make sure you go through and change all the passwords for all of your devices and online accounts. And that's why it's important to take an inventory in the beginning so that you have access to all of your online accounts. That way nothing's missed. So it's like if you change the password for everything but one account, it can definitely put you in more danger because the abuser just needs that one account in order to track you. So when you change passwords,
Before you go any further, the one thing I wanted to just remind people is that don't do all of this planning and stuff in your house in front of the camera,
right,
because the camera is still on. So even though I'm telling you,
mm-hmm,
turn off the breaker before you leave, you still got to do all of this stuff in terms of getting the backup phone and the cash on hand and any new credit cards that don't have your own old information. Whatever your plan is going to be, don't do it at home. Don't do it in front of the camera.
Just
say that.
That is right. Go to, make sure it's all off site. And before you make your plan, one of the things that I failed to mention is that you want to start creating a new identity so that way your abuser can't track you. So just set up a free Gmail or Yahoo account that has nothing to do with you and begin to start taking back your power in your life. But, yeah, like G said, don't do it on the premises because, you know, there may be something on your device or in your home that's tracking you. So if you have to use a computer, if it's open, go to the libraries or reach out to a friend and use their computer to set up all of this activity rather than doing it on your device. Another thing, too, is if you are making your escape plan, as far as your smartphone's concerned, you can either turn it off or you just leave it where you're, you know, leave it in your car if you have to go somewhere to make plans to do stuff. So just stuff to keep in mind. But as far as changing passwords on your accounts, you definitely should change the passwords on your social media accounts or your email accounts, and then be sure that you set up two-factor authentication on all of your web-based accounts so that you'll get an alert if someone's trying to log into your account, and that way you can put a stop to it. If you don't enable two-factor authentication, someone can go in and reset your password, just if they have access to your email. But you want the two-factor on there to make sure that no one unauthorized can get into your accounts. And a password manager is important, too, because if you're trying to create a new identity, you're not going to remember all of those passwords. So you can use the password manager in your browser, or you can use a password manager like LastPass to either help you generate secure passwords or just to store them. But in this instance, if you're making a break for it, you're probably best to let either LastPass or your browser pick your password for you, because Chrome, Firefox, all browsers will create secure passwords, and that's what you want. And I think the problem we get into as humans is that when we create passwords, we always create them with ties to something personal to us so that we'll remember them. But if you let the password keeper generate them for you, then it's going to be less likely that stalker is going to be able to get access to your information.
So that whole thing with password, and I understand what you're saying. I have not used any of the password software myself, but then I find myself, as I'm getting older, just having to constantly reset some of my passwords because it is hard to kind of keep track of them because you don't want to keep using the same ones over and over and over. So
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad to use a password manager. So, yeah, don't let everyone forget. So don't let that thought that, oh, well, I'm getting old or I'm forgetting my passwords. It's so many to log into the account, you know. We have too many online accounts. So password manager is a good thing to have. So next, you want to perform a factory reset on all of your devices. Because there's tracking software, G, that can actually be installed on desktop and laptop computers as well as smartphones and tablets that don't show up. It kind of works in the background. But if you perform a factory reset on your devices, it'll remove what's called stalkerware off of your devices, and then you can continue to use them. Because your only option if you don't perform a factory reset, I mean, obviously your abuser can track you again, but you would have to get new devices. But if you reset them to factory defaults, then it'll wipe out all of the tracking software on it, and that way you can be safe and secure using your devices again.
Ah, man, it's just horrible to think of, but, I mean, it's something that you have to do. Because especially now, the whole situation with COVID has just made, I think, tense situations even more tense, and have even triggered. And this is at a good time, Burton, because we're getting into the time of year where we see increases in domestic violence because of the holidays. Unfortunately, it's supposed to be a good time, and it is for a lot of people a very good time. But for some people, there's usually a rise in domestic violence around the holidays.
Yeah, that is true. The next two final things you want to do is you want to change your privacy settings on your social media accounts. Either ditch those accounts completely, or just change the privacy settings so that someone can't Google you and find you on social media. Because for most people, if they go to Google, you can find what social media accounts they're on. But you can go in and change the privacy settings for any social media account, and it'll automatically remove that on there or remove it off of Google. But the other thing that you have to do as far as your online identity is that you may have to sign up for one of those sites that wipes your data out. Like delete.me will wipe out your information on all of the search engines, because what happens is companies sell your data on to other companies. And so a service like delete.me can definitely wipe your identity off the internet, so your abuser can't use Google to track you down.
This is a magic act in a real sense in terms of disappearing.
Definitely.
Yeah. Any final tips, Burton? Yeah.
I was going to say, finally, if you're in immediate danger, obviously you want to call 911. But, if you or anyone you know that's in an abusive relationship or has an abusive partner, you can always call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. But, yeah, you know, if you're in an abusive relationship, you just always have to think about the technology aspect, because that's how most abusers are keeping track of the people that they're abusing.
Burton, thank you for touching on this subject. You know, and like I said, he did it without me having to ask, and I think that is just so great. It's so wonderful that you've kept that top of mind and wanting to make sure that everybody is keeping it on top of mind. And just unfortunately, the fact that you have to deal with so much of this stuff is just indicative of the problem that we're having right now. We've really got to figure out ways to, you know, protect the victim. But I think also at some point we've really got to figure out a way to, program, so to speak, the abuser, you know, or find out what's going on with the abuser and make that stop so that we don't have so much of that incidence as well. But Burton, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you taking the time out. How do people get in contact with you?
I'm on social media everywhere. You can just look for Burton Kelso on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. Although you won't see many dancing videos there. And you can visit my website at burtonkelso.com.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. We just want to remind everybody, if you missed some information in today's show, don't hesitate to pull the link back up. You know, keep the link and listen to any information from any previous shows. Save the link, change the date, but we want to make sure that you have the information that you need and are able to make it, you know, use it to your benefit. So, again, Burton, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Have a blessed day. If you have topics that you want us to discuss, hit me up on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. Be well, be safe, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.